come out of the post office. I just was going to record it there and then in the post office, but I realised that trying to record it with the sort of depth and feeling behind it wouldn't really go down too well in the post office while I was waiting in the queue. And anyway, I was having loads of 50, 60 year olds looking at me like I was typing on something from the future, and they were getting a bit freaked out because they were sort of trying to understand why I was flicking the screen. You don't think of things like that, do you? The people who've never used that sort of technology understand what it is. You know, not being able to press a physical device and just touching a piece of glass looks awfully weird. Anyway, get back to the point. Literally takes 10 minutes for me to walk into my local town, and I had to go to the post office, and two events happened on the way. One, the back of an ambulance was open, and there was four people congregating in a garden. The ambulance had pulled up to the garden, and I don't know who was on the floor, but there was somebody on the floor with like blankets and stuff over them, and they were making groaning noises. I don't know if they were young or old, I couldn't tell. I don't know if they were ill or it was a druggie or somebody had slipped over or what, I didn't know what. But what was weird about the situation is as I walked past, the three people sort of looked at me, not as in concerned, but sort of like, oh my God, I don't believe it. I do not believe it. They've actually made a coffee shop downstairs where I thought would be awesome to make a coffee shop. I don't believe it. Cafe Espresso. Unbelievable. That's yet another one of my ideas this year that somebody's robbed. It'd be really good to put a coffee shop there and boom, there's a coffee shop. Motherfucker. Anyway, it seems to be my 2009 will be the year my fucking every idea that I've ever had has been nicked and butchered and mutilated and turned into a train set. Anyway, back to the point. I walk past this house, and these three people are standing there looking at me like almost in embarrassment, and I started to worry about how sort of people's perceptions have completely changed about things that they communicate and things that they don't communicate, or have, you know, they sort of use situations to deflect the reality of life, you know, buying into short-term happiness fixes. And when you're broke and poor and jobless like I am at the moment, you notice it more and more. I think it's a good grounding for when things are better because you sort of appreciate things more, but I don't know, it seems to have more of an effect. Anyway, that happens, and then I walked up the road and literally walked around a corner, and this guy came out of the pub and fell on his arse. Well, didn't fall on his arse, fell front forwards on his hands. He was pissed as a fart, probably about 50, with a bag full of shopping with pickled onions in jars that were clanking and banging on the floor as he slipped over. And like I say, he was pissed as a newt. And I don't know, just stark realities of life. I take a walk out of the house, and within 10 minutes, two situations, one that I get involved in, because obviously I had to help him up. And then this taxi was waiting for him. I put him in the back of the taxi, and the taxi driver's looking at me as if to say, I don't want him in my car, I don't want to deal with this, it's not my problem. And it's like, it's somebody's problem, you know? We can't keep on making out that it's somebody else's problem. And I think that's a stark reminder that, you know, you've got to deal with it. You've got to deal with stuff off your own back sometimes. Just get on with it. Anyway, going in the bank. And then I'm going to grab some salmon and walk home.